The existence of the State of Israel is one of the most significant, divinely inspired events of our time. We have been zoche to have and to see something that our ancestors for many, many centuries were not zoche to have or to see. Everything that happens in the State of Israel is our concern. We care deeply about Israel. We are fully supportive of Israel. We are tied through family, religion, and destiny to everything that happens in Israel. Diaspora Jewry is inexplicably linked with Israel. Baruch Shehechiyanu V'kiyamanu V'higiyanu Lazman Hazeh. The entire phenomenon of the connection between diaspora Jewry and Israel finds its origin in this week's Parsha. The 40 years of wandering in the desert were coming to an end. The Jewish people were ready to enter the Promised Land. And all of a sudden, the Torah stops the narrative. Members of the tribes of Reuven and Gad come to Moshe, announce their desire to remain on the other side of the Jordan. "We like it here," they said. "We want to stay here. It's good for us here. The economy is better here. There's a lot of land here for our flocks. Our opportunities for financial security are greater. We will be comfortable here," they said. "And we do not want to enter into and to live in Eretz Yisrael." In a surprising response, Moshe agreed. But he agreed with one major condition. He insisted that they first fight together with the rest of the people for the land, that they join their brethren in securing its borders, that they establish a direct and personal link to the land, and then they would be allowed to return to the other side of the Jordan, to their chosen dwelling place. Simply put, Jewish existence outside of Israel is possible, but only when it presupposes and is predicated upon a close connection to and a deep involvement with the existence, the safety, and the destiny of Israel. But the point goes even deeper than that. Throughout the entire first part of the story in Perek Lamed Beis, the Torah records only that the tribes of Reuven and Gad were the ones who made this request. And then all of a sudden in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, when the Torah recounts that Moshe favorably responds to their desire, then it adds half of the tribe of Menashe as well. Who are they? Where did they come from? And why only half of a tribe? The last question I think is easier to answer. Perhaps Moshe deliberately sent only half a tribe to join those of Reuven and Gad in order to remind the members of these two tribes of their connection to the land and the people of Israel. Moshe may have been afraid that after years of living in the diaspora, they would become comfortable there. They would be very happy with where they were, and they would feel too much at home and would lose their connection to Israel. And so Bedavka, he therefore sent along only half a tribe. For its members, the members of that tribe, surely would never lose their connection with their brothers and sisters and cousins living in the Promised Land. Their presence in the diaspora, a half of a whole, would remind all of them, including the tribes of Reuven and Gad, of their connection to that Promised Land. And as a result, the link between diaspora Jewry and Israeli Jewry would be assured. But the question remains, why Dafka Menashe? Why did Moshe choose specifically this tribe to divide in order to make this point? Could not any other tribe also have served the same purpose? But note how the Torah refers to this tribe in Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Vayiten lohem Moshe livnei Gad v'livnei Reuven v'lachatzi shevet Menashe ben Yosef. What does the Torah have to say, Menashe ben Yosef? I know who Menashe was. No, the Torah wants to teach us something. Yosef was the one who suffered for being separated for so many years from his father and from his brothers. Surely his descendants would be particularly sensitive to the deleterious effects of such a separation. And they would be the ones who would especially appreciate the importance of connection to family. We live in Chutz La'aretz, and we are the 21st century's equivalent of the tribes of Reuven and Gad and Chatzi Shevet Menashe. And our brothers and sisters and cousins in Israel are our family. Yes, like them, we have chosen to live on the other side of the Jordan. But also, like those ancient tribes, we too must always maintain a deep, deep connection to our family in Israel. To fight, as did they so many years ago in this week's parsha, to ensure the existence, the survival, the growth, the safety, and security of our beloved state of Israel. Baruch shehechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh. Shabbat shalom.